While Americans continue to vote, Democratic and Republican leaders, well, they all have their eyes glued to three southern states, Georgia, Mississippi, and Kentucky. Senate races in those three states are likely to decide whether Democrats get a 60-seat filibuster-proof majority. Aaron Blake joins us for the story. He's a staff writer for The Hill and has been traveling in the South. Yesterday, he was in Mississippi. And Aaron, today, where are you?
I'm actually between Mississippi and Georgia in Montgomery, Alabama.
And why are these races so important in these three states?
Well, I think when you look at these races, these three races in particular are probably the ones that are going to decide whether Democrats get to 60. There's a group of about five or six other races that are a little bit higher on the totem pole for Democrats, a little bit easier for them to win. But if they do get those seats, we're going to be looking at these three races to see whether or not they can get the nine seats that they need in order to get to 60 votes and a filibuster-proof majority.
Let's talk about the race in Mississippi since you were just there. And the latest polls show the Republican Wicker up 11 points.
Yeah, that's a little bit of an outlier so far. Most of the polling we've been seeing on this race shows the race within the margin of error. And this poll had a lot more undecideds. I think we even asked Senator Wicker about it, and he said that he didn't believe it, which is a little bit unusual for somebody to say. But I think that poll is a little bit of an outlier, and we're expecting a very close race in this state.
So that's Republican Roger Wicker versus Democrat Ronnie Musgrove. And how would you describe that race?
Well, you've got two candidates who are very ideologically similar. Ronnie Musgrove is a former governor. He's a conservative Democrat, a Mississippi Democrat is how he terms himself. So you're seeing Roger Wicker try to kind of nationalize this race and attach Ronnie Musgrove to the National Party, say that he's going to help these liberal interest groups pass their agenda in the Senate. So we've seen the race kind of be run along those lines in the last few days here, and so the 60-seat filibuster-proof majority is definitely coming into play.
And, Aaron, Democrats certainly have reason to be optimistic there in Mississippi, given the recent elections for the House of Representatives.
Yes, this was a big race. Several months back, Mississippi was one of three races where Democrats won a Republican-held seat in a special election in the House. This one in Mississippi was probably the most unexpected. It was the most conservative district. Congressman Travis Childers now represents the first district in that state and is favored to win re-election. So that was the kind of the turning point of the election where we started to think, you know, Democrats won a lot of seats last cycle, and it looks like they're going to do so again.
And let's talk about the Kentucky race, where you have Senate Minority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell fighting hard for his sixth term, and certainly unexpectedly.
Yes, this is another race that if you looked at the beginning of the cycle, you probably wouldn't say that Mitch McConnell would be in trouble. Democrats recruited somebody who's run statewide before, a man who has some money that he can put in the race himself, in Bruce Lunsford, and they've made a race out of it. Now, this is a big race because obviously, Democrats want to win another seat, but also because Mitch McConnell is the Republican leader in the Senate. And Republicans 4 years ago knocked off the Democratic leader, Tom Daschle, from South Dakota. So this race is personal as well as business for Democrats. And I think that the leadership in the Democratic Party has had their eye on making this a race throughout the entire cycle.
Aaron, give us a feel, some of the flavor of how the 60-seat filibuster-proof majority for Democrats is actually a campaign issue. Do the candidates actually say, if you vote me down, the Democrats will, you know, become supreme leaders and will assume dictatorial powers on Capitol Hill, and are voters buying it?
Well, this is what we're starting to see, you know, a little bit from John McCain. I don't know that he talks about the filibuster more so than just the party balance. But Senator Wicker is definitely talking about the filibuster. I asked several people, you know, is this something that it translates to voters? Do people know what a filibuster is and what the significance of 60 seat is? Well, the Republican mayor of Biloxi in Mississippi was even skeptical that his candidate he supported was using a really good strategy by saying this. But, you know, I think that they make a decent point when they say, well, they might not understand the filibuster, but they do understand what party balance is and what happens when one party gets too much control, especially a national party with which you may disagree. So I think that's kind of what it boils down to. But when you start dealing with that strategy, you're also not talking about the things that you believe in. You're talking about the things that are on the national scene. So I think it gets muddled a little bit.
Before we go, let's look at the Georgia race, where Saxby Chambliss is in a tight race with Democrat Jim Martin. And how would you, is there a way to sum up all three? Is it the economy?
I think that that definitely plays a role. You see states like Georgia and Kentucky and Mississippi are highly rural. So, you know, some of these areas weren't doing so great to begin with and now might be struggling more. I also just think it's a matter of Democrats having recruited some very appropriate candidates for these races. You've got candidates who aren't traditional Democrats. They're pragmatic, pragmatically recruited. They have some socially conservative views that basically allow them to be acceptable to voters in these areas. Now, once they start governing, if they get to the Senate, it might be a different issue. But at least right now,
we'll see.
They fit their states.
Races to watch, that's for sure.
Aaron Blake, staff writer for The Hill, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.